siamo amici da moto.
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣灵，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, begin our afternoon service.
我们前半个钟头 要从圣经来查考 世界的第八诫。
In the first 30 minutes, we shall study the 8th commandment, Thou shalt not steal.
那后半个钟头 我们分开来讨论。
And in the second half, we will break up into discussion.
我们中文分作两组, 那英文分一组。
The Chinese group, well, there will be two Chinese discussion groups and one English discussion group.
好, 我们现在一起默祷。
Yeah, let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名, 我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service.
唱诗138首。
Let's sing hymn 138. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告, 求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Let's pray together to ask God to guide our afternoon service.
十诫是神亲自写在石板上的。The
Ten Commandments were written by God's own fingers on the tablets.
这是人类道德的基础。And
it sets a foundation for our morality.
十诫不是十条建议。The
Ten Commandments are not ten suggestions.
这是含有权柄的一个命令。They
each of them carry a power.
如果我们去做，就可以得福。And
if we obey, we will be blessed.
但是十诫也要成为审判的标准。And
the Ten Commandments will be used to judge us.
所以圣经说，圣经把人圈在罪里面，那到底是怎么圈法？The
Bible says that we are all bounded and by sin, and sin it has been defined.
一个最简单的方法就是十诫。Then
one way to define sin is by the Ten Commandments.
违反诫命就是罪。When
we disobey these Ten Commandments, we have sinned.
那主耶稣把十诫讲更清楚，就是讲到人的内心。And
the Lord Jesus further explained the meaning of these Ten Commandments in our heart.
前面四条是人跟神的关系。The
first four commandments has to do with our relationship with God.
后面六条是人跟人的关系。And
the last six has to do our relationship with other people.
所以我们一般要接受洗礼，在我们教会，一定会谈到十诫。And
before we are baptized, we must make sure a person believes and knows the Ten Commandments.
我们来看出埃及记20章。Let's
turn to Exodus chapter 20.
十五节,
Exodus chapter 20, verse 15.
出埃及记20章的15节,
Exodus chapter 20, verse 15.
这里说不可偷盗,
you shall not steal.
这一段很短，不可偷盗, 那我们需要来想什么叫做偷盗。
It's a very short commandment, but let us think, what does it mean to steal?
因为我们如果这样一看, 我没有啊, 跑到人家去偷拿东西啊, 我没有。
We probably don't go to our neighbor's house and steal something.
如果我们听过这个一个姐妹在神在教导她遵守十诫的见证。
Yet if you have heard a sister testimony about how God taught her the Ten Commandments.
这个见证在我们的网络上可以找得到。
You can find that in our church website.
就是有一次她带孩子大概是去公园吧。
Once she took her children out.
忽然间小孩子捡到一块钱。
And her child found a dollar bill on the ground.
那小孩子就来问他妈妈, 这一块钱是, 我可不可以用?
And the child asked her, Mom, can I keep it?
她的母亲说, 你捡到就是你的啊。
And the mother told the child, since you found it, you can keep it.
忽然间她发现, 心脏一直跳, 整个脸啊, 非常不, 整个身体非常不舒服。
But then she suddenly felt that her heartbeat started beating faster and she got uncomfortable.
她住在离教会很远的地方。
And she was living in a place far away from the church.
但是神亲自在教导她, 神的诫命。
But God himself reminded her of the commandments.
所以她很不舒服, 她就叫小孩子啊, 把她放回去吧。
So she Then so she immediately asked her children to put the money back on the ground.
那后来她就这个症状就消失了。
And then she felt better.
后来她又带她的孩子到另外一个地方。
And later she took her child, her children to other places.
她的小孩子又发现了一块钱。
Her child found another dollar bill.
就问她妈妈说我可以不可以这个钱是不是可以我是不是可以拿。
And the child asked, can I keep it this time?
他妈妈说你捡到就是你的、
so、the mother again says since you found it you get to keep it
第二次就忽然间又心脏非常不舒服快要窒息
and again her heart beat faster until she felt like she couldn't breathe
后来他就叫小孩子把那个钱再放回去
so again she asked her child to put the money back on the ground
他就一直在想我这是捡来的
but then she thought to herself I merely found it
那为什么每一次这样讲就很不舒服
Why is it that I felt really ill after I said it?
那有一次他就跟他的小孩子啊，在读那个英文的圣经。
And so one day she was reading the English Bible with her children.
他就发现那个小孩子的圣经里面实际写说，不是你的，不可以拿。
Then she saw that in the children's Bible, for this commandment it said, you should not take anything that is not yours.
他忽然就发现了这个英文很清楚。
And it's very clear to her then.
什么是偷?
What does it mean to steal?
不是我们的我们拿走了就是偷。
It is to take something that does not belong to us.
那这个定义就非常清楚。
Then the definition becomes clear.
这个是不是你的?
Is this yours?
不是。
If it's not.
不是就不可以拿。
If it's not, then don't take it.
拿了就偷。
Because if you take something that's not yours, that is stealing.
这个就是说不可以偷窃。
And so thou shall not steal.
所以有时候我们在路上捡到一个皮包。
So you might have found a wallet on the street.
这是我们的吗?
Is that yours?
不是。
No.
但是如果我们把那个钱拿来自己用。
Then if you take the money out and spend it.
这个就是偷。
That is stealing.
所以很多的时候我们常常会进入试探。
So,Often we enter into temptation.
我又不是跑到人家偷拿，我在路上捡到的。
It's not as if we break into someone's house to take their things, but we might come across things that are simply there on the ground.
但是有一天呢，如果我们自己遗失的一个皮包，你就发现多么希望那个人在那里等你哦，一毛钱都没有还给我们。
But if you think the other way, if you're the one who lost the wallet, won't you hope that the person who found it would be there waiting for you to get it back?
忽然间我们就知道这个不可以偷窃其实也是在保护我们自己。
So, if we do not steal, that is actually a way to protect ourselves.
有一次我到一个信徒的家去。
Once I visited a member's home.
他大概是住在一个学校的宿舍。
He was in a dormitory.
他那个宿舍都没有锁。
And I saw that none of the dorm rooms were locked.
他们走了就是门关起来，就这样而已。
And when they left their dorm room, they simply closed the door without locking.
这个是一个很理想的社会。
That would be an ideal way to live.
有时候我们也常常发现，有的信徒上面、中间、下面再一个锁。
I also visited other homes where there are double or triple locks on the door.
那出门以后，外面又加上一个铁门。
So before they left their home, they have to lock 1, 2, 3 times and close the iron gate and lock that too.
那锁门之前要加上一个那个防盗器。
And then turn on their alarm.
为什么？
Why?
就是因为偷太多。
Because people steal.
所以如果大家都不偷
，if no one stole，
这个警报器的公司就失业了。
Then we won't need any alarm systems.
做锁的公司也失业了。
And we won't need any locks.
所以这个是何等的好。
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
所以什么是偷？
What does it mean to steal?
不是我们的，我们把它用了，拿了，这个就是偷。
If we use or take something that does not belong to us, that is to steal.
好，那我们再来看，那偷窃的罪到底有几种？
And what kind of, what ways are there to steal? How is that a sin?
我们教会也有信徒在政府上班。
There are members in our church who work for the government.
那他的上司很重用。
And they are, they were respected by their boss.
因为发现我们这个教会的信徒从来不会用他的职权去收这个贿赂。
Because the manager saw that our church members would not misuse their power or accept bribes.
所以这个偷啊，就是说你用，虽然不是你去拿别人的，但是用我们的职权去收很多不我们不应该得的，你需要掩盖的，怕别人知道的，会被定罪的，那个就是偷。
And so if even if you don't steal directly, but if you misuse your authority to accept something that is not yours, then that is stealing, because then you have to cover it up.
所以如果一个人在政府做官，做了几年之后，忽然房子多了好几栋，你算他每一个月政府给他的钱，没有办法解释的。
You might have seen government officials after a few years in power, suddenly they get many, many more houses, and you can't figure how their salary could pay for all that.
那这个很显然，这个就是偷。
And clearly, there's something going on.
那这个偷带来什么？带来这个人一定会在法律的漏洞之下给别人一些好处。
And that chances are, these officials would find loopholes in the laws to enrich themselves.
到最后是我们整个国家的一个损失。
And in the end, it's the whole nation's loss.
所以一个人如果不会偷，这个人在公司上班，在政府里面上班，一定是会被重用的。
A person who is honest and does not steal will surely be recognized and wherever they work.
所以有的我们教会的信徒在公司里面，哇，老板把钱都交给他。
Yeah, I know of members where their bosses trust all the money to them.
为什么？
Why?
因为他很诚实。
Because they're honest.
他不是他的，一分钱也不会拿。
If it's not theirs, they would not keep it.
这非常的重要。
And that would be very important.
对世界，对我们生活，对我们整个社会的影响很大。
That's why the Ten Commandments is so important to our own lives and to the society.
那这个不是我们的当然还有很多我们在生活中的表现。
Yeah, although things that are not ours that we must watch for.
比方说把公用用来私用，公务用来私用。
For example, to take something for common use for our private personal use.
比方说我们在一个地方上班。
If you work in an office.
有的时候当然为了方便你打个电话。
Sometimes for convenience, you will make personal calls.
当然现在打电话很便宜。
Of course, phone calls are cheap these days.
但是以前打电话很贵。
But in the past, a phone call will be expensive.
我们把自己的事情用公司的电话打完了才回家，这个就有问题。
But you deliberately take time to make a long phone call in the office for your personal use. Instead of going home first, then there's something wrong with that.
因为到最后是公司要替我们付我们自己私用的部分。
Because that means the company is paying for something for your own personal use.
为着节省自己的费用，让公司来付，这个就是偷。
And if you do it deliberately so that you don't have to pay and the company pays for you, that is stealing.
当然有时候是因为紧急或者方便，那是另外一回事。
Of course, it is an emergency, and that's different.
那再来就是逃税。
Another is tax evasion.
因为整个国家有它的制度。
A nation has a structure.
我们所用的公务、学校、公园，什么都是因为税所来的。
There are schools and parks, and they are all paid by taxes.
还有很多的父母，他并没有在美国工作，但是在美国享受很好的社会福利，从哪里来
？And there are people who have never worked here, but they come here and then enjoy the benefits here. And who pays for that?
就是小孩子在这里上班纳税。
It is because their children work here and pay taxes.
所以逃税，这个税不是我们的。
So the taxes that we have to pay are money that do not belong to us.
但是我们把这个税把它减掉了，不付了。这个就是偷。
If you refuse to repay our fair share, then that is stealing.
因为这要遮盖的，这怕别人知道的，这知道会被判刑的，犯罪的。
Because when you think about it, if you do not pay taxes legally, you have to cover it up. And if you're caught, you will be arrested.
所以在合法的范围之内，我们可以尽量的减税。
Within legal limits, of course, you can deduct as much as you can for your taxes.
比方说我们在美国奉献给教会可以抵税。
For example, in America, your contributions to church is tax deductible.
你到澳洲去，你到英国去都没有抵税。
That's not the same benefit in Australia or England.
这个是合法的。
And this is within the law.
这个不算犯罪。
And that is not a sin.
但是，不合法的来节省我们的钱，这个就是偷窃。
But outside of legal boundaries, if we try to evade taxes, that is a sin.
我们有一个弟兄在在南美洲自己做生意。
There's a brother who owns a business in South America.
他说他只有一本账簿。
He said he keeps only one set of books.
在华人圈子里面很少这样的。
But within the Chinese community there, hardly anyone does that.
一般就是一本是对政府交代的。
One set of books is given to the government.
那另外一本是自己的。
Another set is what they keep for themselves.
那对他来讲只有一本。
But to him, there's only one set of accounting.
你看到的就是我实际的收跟支。
What the government sees is what he actually earns and spends.
所以每次政府来查税，他都随便你查。
So whenever the government audits him, he doesn't care.
这个是一个真基督徒。
And that is how to live as a true Christian.
就是不是自己的他没有把它拿走。
If it doesn't belong to him, he doesn't hide it.
所以我们可以看到他的很多的见证。虽然这生意神还是跟他祝福。
And God will bless him because he lives the right way.
那另外所谓偷我们现在以这个马拉基书来看马拉基书第三章。
The book of Malachi also has lessons on stealing.
马拉基书的第三章
Malachi chapter 3
第八节
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8
你们人岂可以夺取神的物呢你竟然夺取我的供物你们说我们在何处夺取你的供物呢就是在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上这里在讲夺取当然是比收偷更严重了。
Here is mentioned rob, which is worse than stealing.
那这里提到十分之一。
And in this verse, it mentions tithe.
我们赚的钱第一块到第九块是我们神给我们的。
And of $10 we earn, the first $9 belong to us.
但是第十块就是神的。
But the $1 out of 10 belongs to God.
因为神给我们机会，神给我们能力。
God gave us the opportunity and the ability to work.
所以这个第十块钱是一种感恩。
So one tenth is our thanksgiving to God.
因此，如果我们在做这个财务计划，把十一捐都计划进去了，我没有钱可以奉献了。这个不是偷，这个圣经说是抢夺。
So if when we make our plans, we spend everything and then realize we have nothing to offer to God, the Bible says it's not just even stealing, it is robbing God.
第十节
Verse 10.
万军的神说要将当纳的十分之全然送入我窗库使我的家有粮以此试试我是我为你们敞开天上的窗户赐福给你让你无处可容。这个地方在讲如果我们没有夺取神的东西神要打开天上的窗户那是属灵的看不见的一把福气倒下来。
And verse 10 says, if we are determined not to rob God, then he will surely pour out blessings and spiritual blessings upon us from heaven.
所以什么钱都可以省了奉献十一的钱不能省。
You can save money in all sorts of ways, but never in offering to God.
这个不但是感恩而且我们这样做会得福的。
Not only is it a way to give thanks to God, it is a way to receive great blessings.
没有这样做是夺取的。
On the contrary, if we do not offer, then we are robbing God.
最平常的偷当然就是别人的东西我们把它拿作自己的。
And another common way to steal is to take someone's possession to be ours.
当然我想我们不会这样做。
I think we would not do this normally.
那还有一个我们值得大家来讨论的。
But another might be worth discussing.
就是我们现在这个社会很注重版权。
Then this society emphasizes copyright.
因为这个社会因为有很多人投入他的精神头脑去发明。
There are people who spend their time and energy to come up with something.
所以这个发明本身它有那个权利来 来占有这个发他的发明。
Because they created something, they have a right to what they created.
哦，那我们要用这个权利要付钱的。
And when we want to use that creation, then we have to pay.
哦，这是一种交易嘛。
Because it is a business transaction.
哦，那这个偷就是我们没有付出一个代价啊，把有版权的东西用来。自己的用途。
And if we use something that is copyrighted without paying the required fees, then that is stealing.
那但是大家都知道啊，如果我们去盗版去来卖哦，当然这个我们大家都觉得这个不好。
I think it would be obvious if we had taken someone else's work and sold it, then we all know that is wrong.
哦，但是我们需要讨论的就是说，哦，其实我们没有盗版去卖，我们自己来用，这样可以不可以？
But we should discuss. What if we don't sell it? We're merely making copies of something for our own use.
那这个限度在哪里是好的？
Where do we draw the line?
这是我们现在所谓的偷一个很实际的问题。
That is a practical issue to consider.
因为每个人电脑你进到里面去，有多少是我们真的有付钱，有多少是其实是别人的。
If we look at the files on our computers, how much of it did we actually pay for?
好，第三个，那怎么样去预防这个不要偷窃？
How do we prevent stealing?
箴言三章七节就是敬畏神，远离恶事。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7 says, "Fear God and be away from evil."
恶事是什么？
What are evil?
十诫里面的偷就是恶事。
One of the evils is stealing.
所以如果人敬畏神啊，虽然没有人看到你一毛钱也不会拿。
If we fear the Lord, although no one else is watching, we would not steal a cent.
因为我们知道神在看。
Because we know God is watching.
我们希望在神面前我们做一个有义的人，而不是有罪的。
We all want to be righteous before the Lord, not be a sinner.
那第二个罗马书十三章就在讲十诫。
Romans chapter 13 verse 9 also talks about the Ten Commandments.
我们看罗马书十三章第九节。
Romans chapter 13 verse 9.
第九节，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包括在爱人如己这句话了。这里说不可偷盗也包括在爱人如己这一句话。
The commandment you should not steal are some is summed up in love your neighbor as yourself.
所以啊，要怎么预防这个偷窃
？How do we refrain from stealing？
如果我们爱，我们就不会偷。
If we love others, then we would not steal.
我们爱人啊，别人掉了这个皮包一定很着急，我们不会把它拿来自己用。
If we love other people, then we know that if someone loses a wallet, they would want it to be returned.
我们爱就不会偷。
If we love them, we would not steal from them.
那预防偷盗啊，还有一个就是我们本身要努力的做工来维持自己生活的需要。
And another way to prevent ourselves from stealing is to work diligently so that we would not be in need.
因为有时候我们偷是因为我们生活不够。
Sometimes people steal because they do not have enough to live on.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
28节。
Verse 28.
以弗所书四章二十八节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经的事。就可有余分给那缺乏的人，这个保罗在告诉当时一些人说，以前偷窃的，现在要怎么办呢
？And these Paul taught the members what the people who had used to steal
要劳力亲手做正经的事。
To steal no longer, but let him labor, working with his hands what is good.
就有收入就不会去偷，而且可以去帮助别人。
When you earn an income, you will not steal, and you may have enough to help others.
所以这个不偷就是要用自己的正当的方法去赚。
So if we earn a proper income ourselves, then we will not steal.
好，那我们看四个问题来讨论。
And here are our four discussion questions.
第一个问题。
First.
请问你的定义偷是什么
？How would you define stealing？
第二个问题
，Second，
偷窃有几种不同的方式
？How many ways are of stealing are there？
那你觉得最容易犯的，有时候我们 自己都不知道的是哪一种。
And what's the easiest way, easiest way of stealing that you can commit?
第三个问题。
Third.
为什么人会偷盗？
Why do people steal?
这样做要如何做人才不会想会偷？
And what should we do to stop ourselves from stealing?
最后一个问题。
Fourth.
偷窃对自己、对别人、对社会有什么影响？
How does stealing affect ourselves, other people, and the society in general?
其中有一点就是如果我们常常被圣灵充满良心很敏感，你偷窃晚上睡不着觉。
And one thing to mention is that if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, if our conscience is always clear, if we steal, we will not be able to fall asleep at night.
因为那个罪在里面你良心不安，你睡不着觉。
Because if there's sin in our heart, our conscience will rebuke us, and we won't even be able to fall asleep.
这个就对我们的影响。
That's how it affects us directly.
你良心没有办法骗。
If our conscience is not clear.
让我们现在来讨论。
So let us break into discussion groups.
英文请我们现在到餐厅。
English discussion, please go to the dining hall.
谁能够帮忙？Grace 在不在？或者 John 在请你们带领一下。
And we'll ask Brother John to lead the discussion.
英文的，请我们到餐厅。现在。
So English discussion, please go to the dining room.
好，那中文我们现在就在这边分作两边来讨论。好 ，OK。中文我们分作两边来讨论。一边请叶弟兄。得到安息呀！来，那个。